think I'm here. Am I here? I think I'm here all the way. Amen. God bless you. My name is Dr. Letitia Webb, and I'm the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddy waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. Then I took that artwork and I created products, and I used to say that I produce power from my pain, but I realized I have no power of my own. So I denounce all human resiliency, and I decree and declare that I am God resilient, and you are with me on the God Resilient Ministry Podcast Live, whatever you want to call it. I don't have no name for it. I am just being obedient unto the Lord. Amen. God bless you. It's wonderful to see you, whether you are here on YouTube or Facebook. And I want to give a thanks like no other. When I tell you guys that you love me, I appreciate you for loving me. And I appreciate you for extending grace unto me. Amen. Those who I could not reach out to, everyone who I know like gets on, but those that I actually have, you know, your contact number, remember how we used to say on speed dial, you know, I wanted to just reach out to you. And if I couldn't reach out to you directly, then I tried to tag you on Facebook. Couldn't tag necessarily on YouTube, but I did put a post on YouTube letting you guys know in my community post that I would not be on. And I just want to first and foremost say thank you for your grace. I love you. Amen. As I shared with some of you in the text, I was like, you know, when God releases me to let you know what's going on, I would definitely share this. So I just want to let you guys say it's nothing bad whatsoever. I was not going through any type of spiritual attack. So I do want to clarify that. But I also want to let you know, I appreciate you for your prayers. Amen. Thank you for praying for me, whether you just sent up, like you actually prayed, or you just, you know, sent up a quick prayer, just like God bless her, God keep her, God protect her, whatever it was in your heart. I really thank you for your prayers and for your grace. And so Sunday night, literally the entire weekend, I spent time with friends. Now, most of you know that I had major surgery back in September, and I literally removed everything from my life and everything from my calendar. When I say everything, I'm talking about the major big things. And I was working on putting some other things in place. And a part of my process of healing was that I didn't talk to a lot of people. I didn't spend time with a lot of people, and I didn't communicate with a lot of people, whether I spent time with them in person or I talked to them on the phone. Very little conversation, very little communication, because I was focusing on me and my healing. When you have a major surgery, we understand the psychosomatic symptoms of major surgery. So I was very mindful that I watched what was going on in my life, and I kept my communication to a minimum. Amen. To avoid any unnecessary drama so that I could take all of my faculties and all of my resources to heal my physical body. And I want to say literally this past week was the first week that I like went out. And I went out, like, my husband and I went out Thursday, we went out Friday, I went out Saturday, and I went out Sunday, right? And each day I spent time with a different friend. And it was the culmination, I think, especially the conversation I had with a friend on Sunday that just really brought so much clarity. In one of the conversations I had, just in general, someone helped me to identify going through a reinvention of self. Amen. And I never really put it in those terminologies. When you completely remove everything that you were doing from your life and you are looking at the next, that is a part of a reinvention. And a part of that reinvention is letting go of the old to embrace the new. And what I learned, which was such a strong epiphany on Sunday night, Monday morning, was that the reinvention is of the mind. The Word of God tells us to be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. And it was conversations that I engaged in that showed me something different, that revealed to me my own belief systems and my own thought processes. Amen. And when you realize that you're operating on a particular belief system, sometimes that belief system is no longer beneficial. That's how you know that you've grown and that you've matured and that you are in a different place in life. And I don't like to say, oh, I'm at the next level or, you know, whatever, you know, like, I don't know what the next level is in life. I just know that I moved in a different place. Some of my belief systems and thought processes were challenged, and it was challenged so much that I really had to meditate with the Lord and get with the Lord to really assess my prior belief systems. And so again, I thank you guys for allowing me and not putting pressure on me or judging me, you know, that I needed that time to myself and get before the Lord. And I really probably shouldn't have got on the day after because I was still processing. But when you say yes to God and you make a commitment and you know that people are depending on you and they're waiting on you, I pushed myself to get up. I think it was Tuesday. And then yesterday, it was the day before, you know, the other night, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, it was another challenge. Again, I'm not talking about spiritual warfare with the enemy. I'm talking about like some deep personal transformation. You know, sometimes we go through internal transformation. Transformation is not about what's going on externally of you. Amen. And when I removed everything from my life to focus on my healing, and first I focused on my spiritual healing, because I am my emotional healing. It was spiritual, psychological, and emotional. Because I wanted to get those things cleared out of my system before I went into surgery on September. So I started this process really, I want to say, starting last summer, but really last August. Starting like June, July, but really August. So I've been in this process of transformation. And what I'm gaining, it has nothing to do with what's going on externally of you. Because even though I did the external removing of things in my life, that was just a physical manifestation of what I needed to remove internally. And I did not understand the power of the path that I set myself on, all because I wanted to go into my surgery clear. I needed to go into my surgery crystal clear because I wanted to heal. I did not want to be laying on the recovery table, on the surgery table, nor my recovery bed fighting old stuff. Amen. And God, I'm still talking about kingdom value. Amen. Please, I'm not off topic of kingdom value. And so I'm just praying that you guys are getting nuggets from this testimony. Remember, we stand on Revelations chapter 12, verse 13, that we are won over on the account of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Amen. So listen to what I'm saying. Those that have an ear, hear what, you know, what I'm saying. And so I did not understand that when I put myself on this process of clearing, the kingdom value that I would get, the greater impact that I will have on this process of clearing myself out. Amen. And I don't want to say that it came to a culmination or that it reached its peak, because I'm still in that process and I feel it. But this past weekend was like a culmination of that clearing out, where I realized that, wait, this is about my belief systems, that I need to change what I believe. And before you can change what you believe, you got to understand where those belief systems originated from. We all operate at a certain point, and it comes from somewhere. Whether it was cultural, familial, personal, or experiential. Yeah, experiential. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Your belief system about every single thing in life, about marriage, about money, about child rearing, about health, about spirituality, about work, business, whatever area of life, even about pollution. I mean, you have a belief system about every single aspect of life. And sometimes we don't know where we developed those belief systems. And a lot of times they are developed in our childhood. Right. And then we go through things in life and then we change our belief system. But there is always a moment, a thought, a revelation, an experience, a word, something that you read, something that you've seen that created a belief system for you. So not only did I have belief systems challenged. Amen. I also discovered where they came from. And that, I think, is equally powerful than the blindness, of the blinding light that showed me the belief systems. You understand what I'm trying to say? Not only was it so impactful to see some of these belief systems, but to understand where they came from. Because now I can do something about it. Now I can rise above it. Now I can get ahead of it. And now I can make a decision if I'm going to keep, those same belief systems, or if I am going to change them. Because if I want to grow, if I want to mature, if I want to be in a different place than I was a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, then I need to change my belief systems and operate from a new paradigm. Amen. And when you shift your paradigm and operate from a new paradigm, then you will begin to see different results. So the question is, do you want different results in your life? If you want different results, it doesn't start with your different actions. It starts with a different belief system and a different paradigm. Amen. Because what happens if you just change your behaviors? That is short-lived. Because you're going to end up reverting back to old behaviors. That's why they say that New Year's resolutions are futile. Because you're not doing an internal personal transformation so that you can change your belief system about the actions that you're taking. And this is CBT. This is cognitive behavioral thought process, or, you know, cognitive behavioral philosophy. Amen. That what you think evokes in emotions, and that produces an action. And if you do that over a period of time, it becomes your character. Amen. It becomes your mode of life. Amen. And we talked about the mode of life a couple of weeks ago. And so then you have to ask yourself, I was asking myself, not this past week, but just in general, how come I'm not producing what I'm trying to produce? And it was not about my outputs. It was not about my actions. It was a deeper internal compass. It was my belief systems that was driving my emotions, driving my thoughts. My belief systems were driving my thoughts that evoked emotions that produced actions. So if you really want to make a change, then we must be obedient to Romans. And I want to say it's Romans 12. Amen. Let's turn there. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Amen. And I read it in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship. Your true worship is to present your body as a living sacrifice. Now, what that means to you at different times and seasons of your life, that may be something different. It really may be something different. And I don't want to say that I presented my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto God. I don't want to say that I did that when I went through this process of clearing. I could have been, but I didn't put it in this context of the word of God. Amen. Good morning, Rhonda, and good morning, Terry. Terry says, when I change my belief and thought, then I can change my behavior. Yes. So it says, do not be conformed to this age, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. See, I didn't realize that I had some belief systems that was according to this age that I developed in my childhood and in my teenage years. Still operating from paradigms and belief systems that I developed as a child and a teenager at my age and stage in life. See, this is like, it's never over. You know, our growth and our development ensue. Amen. Continue. Amen. Until God calls us. Amen. And so what I'm doing now, I am discerning that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. I'm talking about in my personal life. Amen. What I need to do on a personal level, those day-to-day decisions that I make that impact my life that the public doesn't see or the public doesn't understand. And only you know those belief systems. Only you know. Amen. God bless you, Dr. William Webb IV. It is wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. You know those things. Amen. And the decisions that you make day in and day out. And sometimes those decisions are so automatic that we don't even recognize them. We don't put thought into them. And I admonish you to start putting thought in your actions and why you think a certain way and why those thoughts evoke certain emotions and why those emotions cause you to behave in a certain way. So you're seeing the clinician in me and the spiritual man, the Holy Spirit, doing therapy on myself, being a social surgeon. One of my friends actually coined himself as a social surgeon. And that is so fitting for his gifting. He is able to dig and reveal and pose questions and prompt at such as the word talks about, you know, the word of God. And trust me, I am not comparing this man to God at all. But God has gifted him, amen, with such this ability that he's able to like cut in between the bone and the marrow. Only the word of God can like cut between the bone and marrow. But what's so powerful is that when you are in God and you are in his word, amen, and you are being obedient and faithful unto him, your obedience, we talked about it, your obedience brings kingdom value to you. And even though I was not looking to be ye transformed by the renewing of my mind, I wasn't looking for that. I wasn't seeking that. But my obedience commanded a blessing. Me being in the word of God and being obedient to bring the word to God's people every day, because he called me to this, I received a blessing. Amen. I received it. Amen. Your obedience brings kingdom value to you. God bless you, Sister Nicola. It is wonderful to see you this morning. God bless you, Gil. Gil says, thank you for those spiritual boulders you are giving me. God bless you. Amen. So in my obedience, God knew what I needed. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need, not everything that you want, but everything that you need will be added unto you. And because we have been seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and because I have admonished you to do that very thing, God gave me what I needed that I didn't know that I needed that. I did not know that I was operating from a particular paradigm that was producing undesirable results. I was operating from a paradigm that produced undesirable results in my life. I can't blame anybody for what was manifesting in my life. It was my belief systems. Amen. And so when you understand your belief system and you ask God to show you where did that belief system originate, then you got to get with the Lord and to God, transform me by renewing this belief system, by renewing this paradigm, by shifting this paradigm to align with your word. But that came when I made a decision to clear myself out. I made a decision to clear myself out. And here it is, 6 months later. as Terry used to say to me all the time, the P word we love to hate, the process. There is a process that God takes us through, which means that he heard my prayer and he honored my prayer 7-8 months ago. He honored that prayer. And I'm saying this to myself more than I'm saying this to you. Don't ever believe ever again that God does not hear and answer prayer. And my husband and I had that conversation yesterday morning because I was still in my process. And he's like, you don't like the way God shows up. You have a vision in your mind of how things are supposed to be. And when it doesn't manifest according to your mind's eye, you become upset. And you despise the gift. And you despise the answer to your prayers. Stop despising the way God operates in your life. I am guilty. Not by association, but I am guilty by commission, honey. I do not like how God shows up. I don't like how he answers prayers. I don't like the process because it doesn't align with how I see it in my mind and how I desire it in my heart. I don't like it. And because I don't like it, I become ungrateful. And when I become ungrateful, then that produces other adverse emotions. God hears your prayers. And you know, according to Daniel, that the moment Daniel prayed, God sent the angel to answer his prayer, but he had to deal with the prince of Persia that was blocking him. The angel had to war and had to fight that territorial principality before he can bring Daniel the answer. You don't know what's going on in the spirit realm if things don't show up the when and the how. Amen. We don't know what's going on. And sometimes it may not be the spirit. Sometimes the spiritual realm or the enemy blocking. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes you block your own blessing. And I'm not going to point a finger at you, because when I point a finger at you, honey, I got four more pointing back at me. I block my own blessing because of my attitude, because of my disposition. Because I don't like how God operates. God bless you, Rhonda. Rhonda says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen. God bless you, Gil. And Sister Nicola says, my God, yes, get raw and real. I love your transparency. We are won over on the count of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That is the foundational scripture of God resilient. God bless you. Pastor Carr, God bless you. The process is not easy, but when it's over, you come out like pure gold. Yeah. And, you know, I guess we can come out like pure gold if we get our attitudes right, if we get our disposition right, if we stop bucking up against the, you know what I mean? Because we don't like how God moves. I can probably count on two hands that God did something the exact way that I wanted him to do it. Because he'll do that. God is so gracious. And he knows when you're about to give up, or when your heart is broken in so many pieces, and he is so loving and so kind and so gracious that sometimes he will do it the way you ask him to encourage your heart. He is loving and he is kind. So there are times that he will do it for you in a way that is so sweet. In a way that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know that it was God. And that just is like, it lightens the load. And it encourages you. And it just, you know, it produces tears of joy. But it like wipes the tears of sorrow from your eyes. You know what I mean? So it's like, my obedience commanded a blessing and gave me what I didn't even know that I needed. Because I'm like seeking him first. You know what I mean? I needed that spiritual that social surgeon, as my friend coins himself. I needed that social surgeon to challenge me. To challenge my belief system, to dig deep. And I'm going to tell you, we had a 4-hour conversation and there was some tension. There was points of tension in our conversation. And let me tell you, it's a scripture. Y'all help me find the scripture. My husband knows it, but I can't remember where it is. It's like, something about the kisses of a friend and the wounds of an enemy. You know, like sometimes the kisses of a friend don't do you any good. It's too much flattery. It's too soft. It's too flowery. It's too utopian. You know what I mean? But sometimes the wounds of an enemy, or the wounds of a friend. I can't remember. Y'all, if y'all can like Google it for me, it's a proverb so that I can find it so I can say it accurately. And even though he's my friend, the way he challenged me, I am telling you. We need people who are going to challenge us. I did not know that I needed to be challenged at the depth that brother challenged me. And my husband knows who he is. Ooh, so I don't want to be inappropriate. My husband knows who he is. My husband supports the friendship that I have with the gentleman. Amen. Pastor Carr in Proverbs 27, chapter 6. Thank you, baby. I mean, chapter, Proverb 27, verse 6. The wounds of a friend are trustworthy. Yes, thank you. The wounds of a friend are trustworthy, but the kisses of an enemy are excessive. Don't think that because people are kissing you and praising you, that they are your friend. A true friend will challenge you. A true friend won't leave you where you are. A true friend will push you. The wounds of a friend are trustworthy. Amen. And y'all keep this in context. You understand what I'm saying. We're not talking about, you know, allow yourself to be a pushover, allow someone to manipulate you or to use you. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about being in, you know, traumatic, dramatized relationships. No. But if someone is your friend and they love you, they won't leave you where you are if they notice or recognize that something is off. There have been times I've had to challenge my friends. And it wasn't easy. And I had to pray. God bless you, Elder Zeddy. It's wonderful to see you on YouTube. Her and my husband are on YouTube. And she says, yes, God, move in my life as you see fit right now today. I declare and I decree that I will get out of my own way. Amen. So be careful. If everybody around you is constantly kissing you and singing you praise, but they're not challenging you or calling you on your stuff. Amen. And so that's what's been going on with me. No spiritual warfare at all. But thank y'all if y'all prayed in that direction. I don't know if you prayed, how you prayed, but I thank you for that. Amen. And it's so funny because my husband, who is the closest person to me, will tell me some things about me, and that's a wound like no other. It's one thing to hear something from people on the outside, but when you are very, very close to someone and your heart is in their hand, man, they can wound you like no other. Amen. And it's hard. So you would think it would be easy for me to hear the truth from my husband. It's hard to hear the truth from him about me. Amen. But he continues to take the risk. Amen. We all know it's a risk when you married and you got to be honest with your spouse about some stuff. Amen. It's hard because you know it's going to ruffle some feathers and you know it's going to cause an argument. You don't know how many days that argument will last. Amen. But let's speak the truth in love. Amen. Let's speak the truth in love. And let's be trustworthy friends. That when we are God-led, in God's time, in God's spirit, we will speak the truth to our friends. In God's time, being God-led in God's spirit. Because everything you see is not to be addressed at that very moment. Amen. We see a whole lot of things. Sometimes we can jump to conclusions. Sometimes it's not the right timing. Sometimes God just wants us to pray. And then there are times that God wants us to address. That's why it's so ever important to get with the Lord and make sure that he leads you in all of your decisions. Amen. So I'm going to do my best to continue to show up every day. I knew that it would be a challenge for me. I knew that life would happen, you know, push through sickness, push through a lot, push through my own stuff. But this week was such a spiritual enlightenment. Amen. So I love y'all. God bless you. Amen. So let's go back up to read some of the comments. Amen. Amen. Terry says that God is so faithful. He is. He is faithful and true. That is written on his thigh. Amen. Gil says, we love you, Pastor. God bless you. We are with you, pray for you, and support you. God bless you so much, Gil. Thank you so much. I really need your prayers. Amen. That I can continue to get up every morning and do what the Lord says. Amen. Terry says, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. We love you and this God resilient ministry and community. Amen. It is a community. God bless you. You guys give me purpose. You give me a reason to get up. You give me a reason to stay close to God. You give me a reason to be a woman of integrity. Iron sharpens iron. I need you just as much as you need me. You are developing me. You are sharpening me. You are depending on me. You are challenging my maturity and my integrity. You are challenging my discipline. You are challenging my focus. You are challenging my consistency. Thank you for challenging me by showing up. You are making me a better person. Amen. God bless you. Sister Nicola says, speak the truth. God bless you. In God's time. Hallelujah. She also says, you know, I love you. And Dr. Webb, I stand with y'all. God bless you, Sister Nicola. We love you too. Amen. And Gil says, ditto. Amen. All right, y'all, we're going to live to see God move another day. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Mwah. We will be back on tomorrow at 7. God bless you. I love you.